This is the Tuesday Morning Zine and time for another episode of the Big Fat Farm Show. The Montezuma School to Farm Project is all about growing the taproots of our communities, kids, farmers, sustainable water and soil conservation practices, and fresh local food. This morning, I'm turning the tables on Big Fat Farm Show host Sarah Severson to talk about the Montezuma School to Farm Project, where she serves as the program's project director. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Nice to have you here. Let's talk just in general about what the Montezuma School to Farm Project does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're solely in Montezuma County. We work in all three school districts. In the Dolores School District and Mancos School District, we're working with preschoolers through 12th graders. Mostly it's K through 8th graders, but we do work with all those grades. And then in Cortez, we just installed a school garden at the Cortez Middle School Garden. So we work with 6th through 8th graders there, as well as having a school garden, or a kids garden, I should say, at the City of Cortez Recreation Center that we installed 2 years ago in collaboration with the rec center there. So we do school garden programs that are integral programs that happen during the week, during the school day. We teach a lot of common core standards with a large focus in math and science standards, but we hit other core standards around English literature. We did some Navajo studies classes at the Cortez Middle School. So we have a wide spectrum there. But we focus on those common core standards, so they're integral to the school day. It's not an extracurricular activity after school or in between sort of quote-unquote important classes. They are important classes that happen in an experiential format with the school gardens. And then we also do farm field trips that are a great addition to those classes that are being taught on a daily and weekly basis with all three school districts. And then in the summertime, we do summer farm camps at the City of Cortez Recreation Center, and we started to do them at the school gardens as well. So
tell me about some of the goals of the project. Through all these activities that you're describing, what are some of the outcomes that you're expecting to see?
Yeah, there's definitely a focus on bettering the nutrition levels for the kids in the programs in the school districts, bringing more local food awareness and more local foods into the schools, farm fresh foods, fruits and vegetables that the kids aren't getting, haven't been getting in the past, or have been getting sort of commodity varieties of those. So better nutrition and better nutrition education for those students. And then there's also a focus on water and soil conservation. We're going to have a big focus in 2014 on drought education. We're developing something called the Drought Lab in each of the school districts that our staff of what started out in 2009 as a staff of one, AmeriCorps. We're now a staff of six folks all together. And they are working on some drought education that'll be integral to the school school garden programs.
And how is the Montezuma School to Farm Project funded?
Wow, well, through acts of God. It's, you know, as any nonprofit, it's challenging to find those sources. But we've actually found a lot of support in the community. A lot of folks have donated, individuals, organizations, and businesses. We also have some, we've had some large funding in the past from Live Well Montezuma, and they're on a funding curve, right? So Live Well Colorado comes into any community in Colorado and funds for a 5-year cycle, and they're sort of on the downswing. So they funded us for the last several years in a significant way, probably 30 to 50% of our funding has come from them in the past, and that won't be true in 2014. But we've also received a Colorado State Conservation Board matching grant that comes through the conservation districts. And in the past, we've been housed solely under the Mancos Conservation District. This past year, we applied for this Colorado State Conservation Board, or CSCB, matching grant under the auspices of both the Dolores Conservation District and the Mancos Conservation District. So we were able to apply for a larger pool of funds. So we received that grant, and that grant is specific to drought education. And in addition to that, we get funds from the Ballantine Family Fund, Anschutz, El Pomar is looking at us as well. You know, we've got some other grants on the horizon too. So lots of grant writing in the winter. We do a couple fundraisers every year too.
Right.
So great community support for it.
If you're just tuning in, this is the Tuesday Morning Zine. It's another episode of the Big Fat Farm Show. This morning, I'm turning the tables on host Sarah Severson, and we're talking about the Montezuma School to Farm Project, where she serves as the program's project director. What do you know about, is this kind of program something that's happening across the country? Is this something that's specific here to Montezuma County? Can you put it in like a larger context for us a little bit?
Yeah, so there are thousands of school garden programs across the nation that have popped up. The original school garden program was the Edible Schoolyard in Berkeley. That's been going almost 20 years now. I actually did a farm apprenticeship out there maybe 12 years ago. Lord, I was two. And they had just started up that program for, it had been going for a couple of years. So a lot of programs have based some of their methodology off of the Edible Schoolyard in Berkeley, which is mainly with middle schoolers. But now there are thousands of programs across the nation. And there's different types. You know, there's some programs that are just getting local foods into the school cafeterias. The definition of local at different places will be different. For us, we're so lucky in Montezuma County to have such a rich agricultural heritage, so we can actually get local watermelons.
We've got farms right here.
Yeah, we got farms and local farmers right here that are really doing a lot of work in terms of getting that produce into the school cafeterias. Also, we have access to those producers as mentors to our students here in Montezuma County. So that's exciting. One thing that's happened for us in terms of those, all those school garden programs across the nation, all those thousands of school garden programs, we were one of 100 school garden programs chosen or nominated for a National Farm to School Peer Mentorship Award. And we were one of 20 programs chosen in the nation to develop some training tools for other school districts that are interested in starting up school garden programs and need some training in terms of creating a good foundation. Because a lot of school garden programs are started up by fantastic volunteers or teachers that in their extra time start, you know, install some garden beds or a greenhouse and then develop some programming around that. But because it's often a volunteer position, when that person leaves, retires, you know, runs out of time, or feels sort of overwhelmed and has to drop that program, then that school garden program kind of falls to the wayside. But for ours, our program, we've established these paid school garden coordinators. We have Erin Bohm in Mancos, who's fantastic. She's our education manager and works with the National Farm to School Peer Mentorship Program. And we have Megan Talmadge in Dolores as the school garden coordinator there. And then we're raising the funds currently for a paid school garden coordinator in Cortez. But those school garden coordinators are really foundational. They do a lot of facilitation between the teachers and administration and students and parents to make sure everything from maintaining the garden to developing curriculum that works for those teachers in those grades, to troubleshooting, to bringing the produce into the school cafeteria, all those sorts of things, all the things that it requires to establish those programs. So
you're listening to the Tuesday Morning Zine on KSJD. It is another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show this morning. And this morning I'm talking to the regular host, Sarah Severson, about the Montezuma School to Farm Project, where she is the program's project director. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back here on the Big Fat Farm Show. I'm Tom Yoder, and this morning I am turning the tables on the Big Fat Farm Show host, Sarah Severson, to talk about the Montezuma School to Farm Project. Sarah is the program's project director. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up for Montezuma School to Farm. What do you have in store? You talked a little bit about some of the drought kind of classes, kind of learning that'll be going on, but what else is going on with Montezuma School to Farm in 2014?
Well, I want to say a little bit more about that drought education curriculum because it's so significant. We received a $40,000 grant from the Colorado State Conservation Board, which has really helped us facilitate. It's going to help us in this next year to develop a really strong curriculum around drought conservation methods. So it's exciting because, I mean, as we all know, we've been in a drought for the past 13 probably years or so, and it doesn't look like it's going to be letting up anytime soon. So being able to be resilient in the face of drought, like looking towards the positive aspects of what we can do in terms of plant varieties, mulching methods, irrigation methods, those sorts of things that students can learn, right, hands on the ground, on school grounds, and be able to grow and produce the same amount or more fruits and vegetables than if you weren't employing those methods, and certainly using less water resources and better soil conservation. So those are really exciting aspects to start. We have our own, you know, I talked about using the Common Core standards when we're teaching, but then as a Montezuma School to Farm team, we're also developing kind of drought standards or water and soil conservation standards that we want to teach, you know, as what we teach in kindergarten, then we build on in first, second, third, and so on. So it's really exciting to be developing that kind of solid curriculum that we can apply in all three school districts.
Do you find that kids have a certain amount of tension or fear around drought?
No, maybe I don't notice that so much. Maybe the older grades, but the youngsters are just interested in, you know, they're interested in what's coming out of the drip irrigation system or if you turn on a hose, you know, what's the difference between those two things. So I don't see a lot of fear. And I think maybe understanding the full picture of it too, that makes a bigger difference. We just did something, a poster contest that was called Where's Your Watershed? One of the winners of the contest in Mancos, she did an experiment for herself in terms of how many times she turned on the water tap and noticed the significant number of times that she would turn the water on and maybe let it run while she's brushing her teeth or something like that. Some things that we all do and that we don't notice. And the project in terms of she had to do a poster that described the watershed, where the water's coming from, where it goes to, how it evaporates, all the whole process, which I think a lot of adults don't understand.
Sure.
We could bring her in and she could school a lot of us. But it really raised awareness, that project, and then what she's been learning in the school garden program. She's got a great teacher, Brady Archer, that does a lot of work with them in terms of experiential education and labs in the school, you know, in his classroom, and he's a big supporter of the school garden as well. So, I think they're more, to be able to teach them at that young age, then it's like recycling. You know, when it gets in the body, in the brain cells, in the thought processes early on, then it's sort of like second thought. It's just something that they do. It's a habit that they create.
Mm-hmm. So. What about the gardens themselves? Will you be doing more gardens? Or are you expanding on gardens? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, there's some exciting things happening. We'll have an NCCC team. I can't remember what that acronym stands for. National Conservation Corps. Credible people. But the NCCC team, it comes through our Western Hard Rock Watershed, WHWT office in Durango. It's our AmeriCorps office. We've been able to get a team of about 12 people that'll come in for 2 weeks at the beginning of June and hit the ground running hard, do a lot of projects in all three school districts. So in Cortez, we've just touched the tip of the iceberg with our AmeriCorps Harrison Top, who's installed a school garden there, put in about 6 raised beds, and then we rototilled up a section, or the kids did, and planted cover crop. So we'll be able to till that in and plant that in the spring, but we really need to establish more of a garden there. We need a shed. We need some tools. We need a paid school garden coordinator. So there's a lot of things that'll be happening at the Cortez Middle School garden, which you can actually see when you drive by the Cortez Middle School. It's right next to the tennis courts. In Mancos, the Mancos School District last year purchased an old, right next to the football field, there's an old orchard that was sort of overgrown and hasn't been maintained. So the School to Farm project has taken that under its wing, and we'll have that NCCC team to kind of get that in order, and then the kids can maintain it, and we'll be able to harvest some fruit off of that. We also have these heritage orchard projects that are happening in 2 of the school districts, Dolores and Mancos right now, and we'll also be doing that in Cortez. But the kids have grafted with Jude Schunemeyer. I hope I'm getting his last name
you
right.
Got it.
Fantastic. Man, I love
First try.
Schunemeyer. He's great. He's so great to talk to about anything orchard or heirloom tree-esque, right?
Right.
So the kids with Jude went to each of the school districts and helped them understand what grafting is, and then had them graft specific varieties specific to Mancus and specific to Dolores. There's a polka dot apple that's specific to Mancus and does not belong in Dolores. So those kids grafted those varieties on last spring and planted them into raised garden beds this past year. So they're overwintering currently in our negative temperatures and doing well because they're specific to that area. So, and then we'll need to, in the next year or two, plant those out into orchards. And by the time those kids that are in third and fourth grade are in high school, they're going to be harvesting off of those trees for the school cafeterias. So those are pretty significant and exciting projects that are happening.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
How can people find out more about what you guys are doing or get involved with Montezuma School to Farm?
They can. We have a Facebook site. If you go, just go onto Facebook and look up Montezuma School to Farm Project. We're on there. Feel free to friend us, and that's a place that we post a lot of things. We also, you can give me a call. I'm the director, and phone number is 903-8831, or you can email me at seversonsarah@yahoo.com. That's seversonsarah@yahoo.com. We're always looking for volunteers and interested community members. We have a lot of master gardeners or producers that know about a variety of animal husbandry or vegetable, you know, production, orchard production. We love to involve with the kids. Those mentors are really important to the program.
Absolutely. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for being here and talking with me this morning.
Thank you. It was a joy, Tom. Absolute joy.
That's Sarah Severson. She is Montezuma School to Farm Project Director.